Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, Caitlin. Yesterday, I had a charge of $49 and change. I don't know how it became for this. Basically, the point is, this is not what I was trying to get, and I want a refund.
Okay. What is the zip code?
It's 18332.
All right.
Yeah, it says Body Premier Gold, but it was the advertising was for something completely different.
Excuse me, ma'am. Also, and what was your name?
Rochelle Bien-Aimé.
All right. Give me 1 second. Can you confirm your mailing address?
My mailing address is 699 Buckaboot Road in Henryville, PA, 18332.
Thank you. Okay. I do see that. Looks like you did a contest entry for Bite Pub. I'm sorry, for Vax and Beck, you cleaner that enrolled you into a meal planning app called Bite Pub. It lets you count your calories as well as it gives you different recipe guides that you can follow. And it is at $49.89.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not interested at all. Can we ask you a question? How does that happen? Because it didn't show me that it was going to be anything for like meal plan or anything like that. The advertisement was for the vacuum, and it said that I would be charged $2 for shipping and handling. And then when checking out, well, actually, not even when, after I've checked out, then it shows me this is what I've purchased.
Okay, so it would have been in the terms, but it usually brings up, like, the advertisement and everything for Bites Hub as well. I don't know if that may have been something you may have clicked off of, or it probably did not come up, but it's in the terms. Usually that advertisement comes up, though, and then also sometimes it'll come up and say, thank you for your purchase for it, and then it shows you, like, the information for the planner.
Well, ma'am, if it had showed me that, then I would have known what I was getting myself into. We wouldn't have been having this conversation right now.
Okay. So you don't want to try. We can do $20 a month if you would like to try it.
I don't want to try, not at all, because I felt that it was very deceiving.
All right. Okay, and I'll give you a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's Thea and Charlie.
Yeah.
920.
920.
426.
Yeah.
928.
Uh-huh.
All right. And that is the cancellation number. I did cancel it for you.
Thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
One question. Am I getting a refund?
Yes, it does take 3 to 5 business days to go back to the account.
It took like 10 seconds to take it out of my account. Why does it take so long to get it back?
That's not something that we actually can control. That's just, for some people, it goes back into the account immediately. Some people, it goes back in the next day, but we have noticed that the main time frame is within like 3 to 5 business days.
All right. I don't mean to give you a hard time, ma'am. It's just that was just a little deceiving on my end. I didn't like it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do understand. Hopefully, you can get it back today because I did void the transaction since it just came out like late last night. It allowed me to void it. Sometimes with a void, it goes back quicker than doing a refund. So you just have to check your account to see.
All right. Thank you very much for your help. I truly appreciate it. And I do apologize. I didn't mean to be nasty to you.
No, it's no problem, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.